The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can't believe I forgot to talk about this yesterday. DJ Automatic took me out on a date. I had a date night. Good morning. Hey. It's Dana Cortez Show on Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm the date man, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me talk about our date since I forgot because I'm so happy. I had such a good time. First, we went to the laundromat.
What?
That was fun. I needed to wash the rugs. Hold on. Stay with me, Anthony. Stay with me, everybody. Second, we went out and mailed all the DCS merch to our Who's Lying winners.
Nice.
Stick with me. Stick with me.
I had to go to the post office three times.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that right now because that's the negative part of the day. We're going to stay positive here. Okay. And then finally, we come home. We accomplished all of our married couple goals for the day. And Automatic turned and looked at me and said, would you like to go to a movie with me?
No, first I asked you to go to dinner, and you're like, no, I don't want to go to dinner.
Because we just ate.
And then she said, and I was like, oh, we haven't seen Deadpool. Let's go see Deadpool.
Nice.
And I got ready, and we went, and it was the best date night ever.
Hey, okay, so the date started at the movie, not the laundry.
To Dana, it starts at the laundromat.
It started at the laundromat.
And let me tell you, so we're at the laundromat, and I had to go to the post office. But we're at the laundromat. You know, sometimes the laundromat can be a little sketchy. And I tell her, hey, I don't want to leave you here alone.
Okay.
And this is what Dana's reply to me was, you must have forgot where I grew up.
Oh,
I sure did. Oh, I said, why are you trying to act? Who you think you are now, sir? I said, this laundromat is way nicer than the neighborhood I grew up in. What are you talking about?
There go. Was literally people smoking not marijuana drugs right outside.
And like I said, ain't none of my business.
And these rugs got to get washed, dog.
That's what I said. And I didn't want to have to go with him to the post office. I said, just go, come back. He goes, he comes back twice. In the end, I ended up at the goddamn post office
there,
with him.
Hey, better ending up in the goddamn alley with his friends.
Yeah, exactly. And now I have a post office friend.
And Deadpool, I give it an A+. Let's go.
I'm giving it a B because it's not nearly as funny as the first one. And don't get me wrong, it is funny. But I think you guys built it up to be something that it just wasn't to me.
Are you looking at me and Chewie?
Yes, because you and Chewie were like, well, oh my God, it's the funniest movie ever.
You're not a true Marvel nerd.
You're
though.
Not.
Like,
I guess I'm not. Watching them fight over and over and over was not entertaining to me.
Look at you.
You're so wrong. And you were angry because you had to go to the post office three times. That's on you. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Just Because Day. So if you want to maybe just because go on a date or just because buy some flowers, whatever you want to do for anybody.
Guys, those things go a long way with your girl. Don't wait for Valentine's Day. Don't wait for whatever your anniversary. Send her flowers today just because.
And it is World Rock Paper Scissors Day.
Oh, let's play on the radio. And then, Anthony, will you judge me in automatic?
All right, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
We're playing against each other.
Verbal rock, paper, scissors.
We're going to play verbal rock, paper, scissors.
Only use your mouth.
Don't cheat.
If you win, I have to do something you want me to do. If I win, you have to do something I want you to do. Ready?
Well, you know what you're doing.
I don't want to play anymore.
You do it for free.
Let's go. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, paper.
I cut you. I won.
You didn't play right.
Dana, you got to yell it out.
I said paper, and then she switched it to scissors.
I did not.
This is the most idiotic way of playing rock, and paper, scissors we've ever done.
You're just mad because you lost.
No.
Now go take the trash out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you grew up listening to Eminem, you know he always talked about his daughter, Haley. Well, now she's older and married, and she's got words on him. We're going to play the audio right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have actor Aaron Paul celebrating his birthday, and we also have Rod Wave celebrating birthday as well.
Hey, happy birthday, Rod Wave. All right, so Eminem's daughter was on her podcast speaking about his new song with Jelly Roll. I actually sampled a Jelly Roll song. It's called Somebody Save Me. Take a listen.
Somebody save me, me from myself.
And Eminem just dropped the video, and it is a heart-tugging video. You can see him going through this drug-induced era of his life. He's passed out, kids around him, using a lot of footage of Haley, and she said it's hard for her to watch.
Watching the video back, listening to the songs, I feel like my parents did such a good job growing up where I didn't realize how bad things were. But now, as an adult in hindsight, it's so scary to think about, and I think that's why I get emotional.
Because as a child, I don't think she realized what was going on with her parents, right? Eminem's on drugs, her mom, you know, as well, and they're like fighting, but he's doing the best he can in the state he's in to take care of her and other children that he adopted. But that's what it is. When you're little, you only know what's happening. You don't understand the depth of the issues each parent might be going through. And he did a good job. He did the best he could do.
Nor do you recognize the sacrifices that they had to make either. Anthony, until you become your own adult and realize what it takes to be a functioning adult.
The first time I saw I heard the song, it made me cry. The first time I saw the video, it made me cry even more. Just because I feel like I could relate to it to a certain extent, because my dad was addicted to painkillers. And I knew the feeling of like you're trying to talk to somebody and they won't get out of bed. They won't do anything. I think that this video and song is going to resonate with a whole group of Americans.
Not only resonate, but also maybe open the conversation that you might want to with your parents or vice versa. Talk to your folks, you know, you might learn something.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You know you can have a good time without spending any money. You can. And a lot of parents always talk about how much money their kids want to spend. And I get it. Let's go to Topgolf. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go out to eat. Let's join
a sport and it's going to cost me thousands of dollars.
Oh my gosh. Well, everybody should be able to have a good time.
Yeah.
Not just somebody who has a lot of money. And all of us in this studio, myself, DJ Automatic, my husband, Anthony, we always had fun. We were little and none of us had a lot of money. You know, one of my favorite things to do was just go to the park. I remember just going to the park and playing for hours and there'd be other kids there and getting on a merry-go-round.
But when you got to the park, what were you actually doing though?
I was playing and picking up rocks and playing animals with the rocks and looking for fossils.
That's an only child thing right there.
Whatever it was, I was having a good time and it didn't cost anybody any money except the gas to get to the park.
Growing up for me, the worst thing you could tell my grandma or my mother was I'm bored. Oh, because that's going to come. That's going to end up with you pulling some weeds.
Ew.
Or that's going to end up with you doing something wild.
I could never say I was bored and we'd be cleaning the cups.
Yeah.
You better pull out the board, wash some dishes.
Obviously, you guys are part of the supervised lifestyle of your childhoods because I was not a part of the supervised lifestyle. So we just got creative. And I felt like the most fun thing for us to do was to scare ourselves. We would be jumping bikes, jumping off of roofs.
Well, that's fun. The roof thing, no. Jumping bikes, maybe off curbs.
We had this one abandoned house that we would store everything in and we would keep everything there.
I don't think this sounds like a list of things your kids should not do.
Yeah, right? Automatic. You want another
alive.
Show here.
We survived.
You're
alive. And I had a great childhood.
That's right.
Here's something you can do inside, okay, with your parents and your kids. Yeah, don't do that.
It wasn't even parkour. And the other thing I used to do, and I shouldn't even say this, is we would go on little missions.
Yep, you're saying it anyway.
Yep. Go on little missions that we would come home with things that weren't ours.
That sounds like petty theft.
Bro.
We're not recommending any kind of petty theft here. How about building a fort?
Oh,
do you remember getting sheets and blankets and putting everything around your sofas and your chairs and building like a fort and going inside and playing picnic or something? It was so fun.
If you're friends with Automatic, you guys could stash all the stolen goods in there, too.
Exactly.
Who was watching you? Who raised
you? We were part of the unsupervised children.
One of the greatest accomplishments I ever had as a child, me and my best friend Adrian, we built a little fort house situation leaning against his house. No nails involved at all.
And you made it work?
And it stood up for maybe like 2 or 3 hours.
It could not have been summer.
No, it was like fall time. But by the end of the day, it just all crumbled down.
But it's all right. You did it for 2 hours.
You did it for 2 hours,
rocks
guys.
And everything else. Okay, line two.
Hi, Dana. I am listening to your show, and I was talking about like summer budget-friendly things from our childhood. My apartment was with these little brown paper bag lunches, and any of the kids that lived in the apartment could come out at a certain time, and they'd have the sprinklers running wild, and they'd have like water balloons.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably my favorite part about my childhood, and it was so much fun, and your show this morning completely reminded me of that.
Oh.
So thanks for the last class.
Thank you for listening, and also, I forgot about what she just said, the sprinkler.
Hello.
Just a good old-fashioned sprinkler. Turn on the water holes. Run back and forth over it. Just make sure there's no stickers.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Guys, does your girl ever force you to be friends with another couple? That's happening with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce right now. Let's discuss. But first, famous people's birthdays, Anthony, eh?
Wife of LeBron James, Savannah James, celebrating her birthday. Aaron Paul and Rod Wave.
All right, so we're going to start off talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce attending their new BFFs, Ryan Reynolds, a.k.a. Deadpool, and his wife, Blake Lively's birthday party. And they've been hanging out with this couple quite a bit lately, and it's because Taylor is really good friends with Blake. So, of course, that means Travis has to be good friends with Ryan.
Mm.
You know how it is. When you're friends with somebody, you got to bring your man into it and have a couple friends. Automatic.
That's a lot of dude bro energy in one room, dude. Ryan Reynolds.
Automatic. You've liked all my friends, couples.
Yeah, of course I have.
Of course. You know what's hard, though, is when they break up and you got to choose a side.
You got to choose a side. Stay friends with the homies.
Yeah.
That's dude.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
I would love to hang out with Ryan Reynolds and Travis Kelce. That would be a fun hangout. But when you bring Blake Lively and Taylor Swift into the equation, it doesn't sound like fun anymore.
It is. Sounds like more fun to me.
Yeah. That sounds like, anyway, that sounds a lot of fun to me, dog.
Blake I'm Lively trying to go back Taylor. To what we're talking about, because we've had two friend couples that both broke up. And since that happened, do you realize, Automatic, we've never hung out with him since then? Because it's so hard, because I'm afraid to hurt one's feelings.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Like, if they break up, well, you chose her. Oh, you chose him. And you're, like, stuck in the middle. It's like a real breakup.
I'm ruthless. I'll steal all my ex's friends.
That's right.
I'm friends
Anthony.
With all of them to this day. Yeah, dog. Shout out my guy, Dom. He's cool.
You're doing it on the radio, too.
Yeah, dog. We share fantasy football interests. He's cool.
Well, since we're putting names out there, I haven't been able to hang out with Mindy because your friend Rico broke her heart, Automatic. Automatic?
Oh, damn. Sick. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I didn't think that was going to happen either. And I don't have anything to say about that because I'm still friends with both of them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We're going to lead with a story that I think a lot of women think about, being robbed. This woman is at a coffee shop and a thief comes for her backpack. The woman got it back, though. She actually talked to a local news reporter at ABC 13 about what went down.
I'm to this coffee shop, Uncle Bean's coffee shop, every morning. I write and I just feel a presence. She comes in, grabs the backpack. I didn't think. And I ran, I tackle her, and we were in the floor. Then she just sort of ran.
To get up and go get her backpack, no fear. And she was so fast. I'm watching this video. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram if you want to check it out. And then she has a message for all the thieves. Listen.
Don't try to steal from a Cuban. Mess around and find out.
I'm just thinking to myself, I don't know that I would be going after people like that. I would be too scared, but she didn't even think twice.
Nope.
Have you ever been robbed or somebody stole something from you?
No, I've never had anything be robbed. I don't think I would go after a person either.
I've been pursued.
What happened? Pursued?
I need a disclaimer. I was very young when this happened, okay?
Okay.
But me and my friends were checking doors. One of the doors opened and the guy was standing outside the house and he had
car doors?
Yeah. Oh. And the guy had a gun and he pursued me for a good half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Is that the last time you ever checked doors in a car?
Never, ever did I ever try to steal anything ever again in my life.
To people, from people standing up to robbers to an escaped animal wanting to make a journey for himself, the streets of Arizona could now breathe a sigh of relief as Stitch is successfully returned home. Stitch is a desert tortoise who escaped from the Tucson ostrich ranch and went on a 3-mile journey where he was discovered on the side of the highway. Luckily, the animal patrol people were able to get him, take him back, and the ranch did confess and say that was their animal that got away.
How long did it take him to get the 3 miles?
It said it could be anywhere from a couple days to a couple weeks here, buddy.
I just keep thinking, how hard were they really looking for this tortoise Stitch? The guy was waiting on the side of the road for somebody to freaking save him. Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Parents of littles, turn your radio up because there's been a recall on juice. We're talking about in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
So I was kind of sad when I read this. Red Lobster is closing 23 more locations before the end of this month as they work their way through Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But, you know, they still operate more than 500 locations nationwide.
Wow.
And what's behind all of this is big corporations coming in and buying the location that's Red Lobster or other fast food chains are in and raising rent. Double, triple, quadruple.
They don't want the restaurants. They just want the property. So they raise the rent to get them out.
And I just want my cheddar biscuits.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to make it very hard to get a cheddar biscuit in the near future.
We got to pull up to Red Lobster today and save them. Save them. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Walmart is recalling bottles of apple juice found to contain elevated levels of arsenic. Arsenic is poison.
Yes.
So if you've purchased 8-ounce Great Value brand apple juice, you need to return it to Walmart for a full refund.
Okay, so I was reading that they don't think it will cause any permanent damage? And
arsenic can kill you.
Well, there's arsenic in juice naturally, right? In cherries and other things. But at this level, it's bad for your baby's brain. And here's something else. Don't give your baby's juice anyway. Give them the fruit.
Don't turn this into an anti-juice thing.
It's just sugar. Just sugar.
Whatever it is. Arsenic.
Poison. Arsenic,
whatever, dude. Juice is good, dog. I love apple juice. So shout out to the kids taking their
everybody
apple
bring
juice.
Anthony A. the yeah. great value 8 ounces of apple juice. All
roll
right.
a dice.
National Day Anthony A.
All right. We have World Rock Paper Scissors Day.
Hey.
This is the oldest hand game in the world.
Oh, there's an older one, but we're not going to talk about that. Automatic's an expert. All right,
we didn't need to go there with that.
Keep it. Everyone's keeping their
hands up. I don't even want to say my response because I'm going to keep this family friendly, okay?
And let's go to wrap it up on National Just Because Day. This is encouraging you to do something kind just because.
Or just attack your husband just because.
Oh, whatever. I wanted to give you props. I actually threw video up of you. We were at the laundromat this weekend before our date, and there was a gentleman there who was elderly by himself, and I could tell he was struggling, and I kept saying, somebody needs to help him. Well, Dana, how about you? Talked to Automatic about it. I went and asked if he needed help. Automatic kind of took over after that and helped him throughout the day while we were there at the laundromat, and he was so cool. He talked to us.
It was a great reminder that my life is not bad at all. Because his back was so bad. Yeah. He was probably, I don't know, in the 70s or 80 years old, and he walked there. He wouldn't let us give him a ride home. He said, this is part of my routine.
Every week he walks the laundry room. But the thing is, you did it just because.
Well, yeah, I think he did it because you volunteered him to.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Just because your wife tells you to.
Pretty much.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, last week I read a study that was released by psychology.com, and it was a study of thousands and thousands of men and women, and it found that women need more sleep because we have more complex brains. We use more of our brain than men, and the reason why is survival. Men are stronger physically than women. It's just a fact. Don't
Doesn't
get mad at me.
Doesn't have anything to do with them overthinking anything.
Yeah, definitely we have to overthink things because it's a matter of survival. If I don't overthink, I'm talking going back millennia. Men would kill you, you know, or only use you for certain things. Remember, women back in the day used to be traded for cattle and marriage and whatnot. So it's a matter of trying to figure out how to live with this other person that's stronger and just wants to be brutal.
Oh, come
so
on.
So here
now.
We are, though, now. Now that we know we're more complex.
We're in the 2000s now. You're talking about prehistoric times,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, but it's in our DNA. So what have you learned from a woman? What's a positive thing you've learned in a relationship from
I'm going to let you go
sister,
first, Anthony, because I'm about to get in trouble.
After Dana just insulted the whole
men
race.
The whole male
since
species.
The beginning of time.
How is
that's
that insulting?
Fun.
I think it's great.
You compared
men are stronger.
Us to cavemen. You just said that you have to like figure out how to balance living with the Neanderthal of a husband. Is that what it sounded like, dog?
And you couldn't even think of the word Neanderthal.
It's not even me. It's science that says it. It's not even me. I'm literally
sure automatic
reading a
manicures
study.
And pedicures, so I'm not sure, you know, what kind
far
of...
Far from a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
That's right. Go ahead,
to
Ann.
Talk about what women have showed me. Number one, how to stand up for myself when a restaurant messes up my food order.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's
true. Women will be the first to complain.
That,
yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
Oh, man, when you have a girlfriend, it's one of the coolest things. She's like, what? They messed up your burrito? You said no potatoes?
You don't even have to do it. She does it for you.
That was the best, man. That was
fun. That's good stuff.
Another one is new music. I love when women show me new music. That's always cool. That's like an enlightening thing.
It's different,
taste.
Right? Yeah. It's totally different. It's the yin to your yang.
There it is. I love that. And the final thing I have is one of my exes showed me how to effectively fold up a chip bag. And
oh, like the little
yeah,
towel, like the little note thing?
You do
yeah.
A little fold? Yeah, it's like a note. Like a note. You do it like a note, yeah.
Well, what happens is if you do it like the note thing, your chips don't get stale. This is big. And you don't have to buy the chip clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just do yourself.
The fact that Dana's excited about this proves my first point. Men's IQ on average is 99. Women's on average is 97.
Oh.
Well, of course.
So we're going to start with that.
We're going to start with this.
Women have taught me to be more agreeable, so they think that they won. That's the first thing that women have taught me.
Okay, DJ Automatic. Okay. All right.
Because, you know, if you disagree, eventually they'll stop
saying
it. Yeah,
that's the essence of happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. And the other thing that they've taught me is speak when spoken to, because you're just giving it more ammo the more you say.
Period.
So I'm just going to leave it at that.
There it is.
Speak when spoken to. I'm still waiting for that when it comes to you. I'm still waiting for you to apply that lesson.
Dana's stewing over here. She's so mad.
No, I'm really not, because I thought about this morning. We were at our home, and we have gnats because DJ Automatic is overwatering our bamboo plant. Now, he refuses to believe that, but the gnats are living all around it, whatever. I bought an anti-bug nightlight. and it took him 6 minutes and 32 seconds to figure out how to plug them in.
That's not even true.
Maybe you are the Neanderthal. I didn't think you were, brother.
Automatic. Speak when spoken to. We'll be right back. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text now. Men versus women. We'll be back with more coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, myself, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A, we were talking about things that men learned from women. Could it be past partners? Could be current partners, mothers, sisters, whatever. And I thought about the things that I've learned from my partner, DJ Automatic. I started thinking about some of them. For instance, I will not die if he double dips the chips into the salsa or licks the spoon and puts it back dirty. I thought
we were going positive here, but positive. Let's go ahead and take off the gloves.
Totally positive there.
Keep the gloves on because y'all are double dipping.
The other day, no, I'm not kidding. He cut something with a knife, licked it, and put it back. I was like, you know what?
Okay, and up until then, that was a big moment for you.
It was like, a big moment. Maybe I won't die.
Passenger.
We really did need that bidet we have in our bathroom.
I taught you how to clean your.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Time out.
I think it's more for you than me, but yeah.
Time out, Dana. That's the question here. So it was your husband's idea to keep the bidet?
Oh, yes. He made me look and search for the most fancy bidet.
I like to be tidy, okay?
Yeah, very fluid household, literally. Very fluid.
For sure. For sure. So I also learned that I can donate things he says he needs, and he'll never notice they're missing because he really doesn't need them. I do it at least once a week. He doesn't need them. And you know what? Most of all, I learned that he's a great husband and a great father. And all my life, I've never had positive role models in relationships, when it comes to relationships. And I've never had a man who is a good father to all three of my children. So thank you for
being
all of
those
things.
You know how they say they build you up to break you down? Dana breaks you down to build you up at the very last second.
There it is.
Ladies, what have you learned from your man? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.